The Business News Hour is supported by the Certified Public Accountants at Shaw and Desmond, looking beyond the numbers for you and your business. ShawandDesmond.com and Insight Advertising, connecting businesses with consumers at InsightCubed.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. With us is the best-dressed man in all of radio. You'd think he was in TV the way this guy dresses. Jeff Stein is the news and program director over at KXEL in Waterloo. He also happens to be the executive director of the Iowa Broadcast News Association. He is a regular contributor to the Business News Hour. Good to see you again, Jeff. How you been, sir?
I am well, but as far as best-dressed...
Well, I think so.
I think Jack Leisure always puts me to shame.
Well, Jack Leisure puts everybody. Well, there are others in this town that are just pretty natty. Jack, but he's not in broadcasting.
No, that's true. That's true. I like to dress for the audience I hope is there. Very affluent people like
there
those who listen to this program.
Thank you very much. And we hope that's true. make sure that you talk to our sponsors. You were in town for what reason today?
Today was the Iowa Broadcasters Association meeting in West Des Moines. And this is the group of owners, managers, salespeople, as opposed to the news group that I have handled things for more than 20 years for and that you've been a part of. And so this is where we're able to talk about human relations, human resources, best practices
sales
for employees on social media, and then a full sales and engineering seminars and everything else to navigate the minefield of government regulation, which nowadays is almost a walk in the park because of all the deregulation with regard to so many things in business, but particularly the business of broadcasting.
Yeah. There have been. And one of the things about that deregulation with regard to broadcasting that has fostered itself upon us is the almost total lack of locally owned radio stations.
I have the good fortune of working for a company that owns stations in multiple states, but they're based in Cedar Rapids. So the home team, and our stations serve Waterloo and Cedar Rapids. And so really it's the local.
Right.
But for entities that own 800, 1,000, however many radio stations, it's not a good business model, as we have learned over the 20 years of deregulation, because of the fact that the connection that you make with your audience
Correct.
Through a microphone is a very personal one. And what works for the Business News Hour in Des Moines and Central Iowa may not work in Kansas City or San Antonio or wherever else. And the idea that some financial folks, bankers, investment people, the idea that they could treat radio and TV stations like a convenience store chain, and they all look the same. I mean, not to name drop, but there is a home improvement chain based in Wisconsin.
Yes.
All right. And the layout of the stores is identical.
In every place.
Every one of them. The only distinction is sometimes the entrance is on the right, sometimes it's on the left, but the layout is the same. Now, that's good for that because I can go to any one of them.
And know exactly where stuff is.
But this is a different sort of medium, and it needs to be operated differently. And that's why local is what is the key to success. Whether it's what you're doing, whether it's what we try to do with local programming, because people listening right now can get satellite, they can get it off of
choices
their phones,
are wide,
and it's on their schedule. So we have to give them a reason to listen on our schedule, and there's a reason your program is on at the time it is.
Right, absolutely. And you know, one of the things about the Des Moines Radio Group that I like is that they do allow Sire Communications, based out of Michigan, but they do allow local control over much of the programming, and there isn't some program director living in Tuscaloosa someplace saying, okay, play all this music, and here are your liners for the next 2 weeks.
Because you just don't know what's going to be successful. And again, the quartet that I'm with in Waterloo, Cedar Rapids, someone was asking me today who programs the music. And I said, well, the program director. That's why they have the title. But that's not the case in a lot of places.
No, it's
you
not.
Go with some national playlist. And so I think you have to make it worth the investment in people. In other words, you could do it with what I'm calling a cookie cutter, rather nastily calling a cookie cutter approach. You could make money, and you have to decide what are you in it for. Now, to do it what I call the right way costs a lot more, but I think you can derive the additional benefit to not only make the same amount of money or more, but serve the public, which is kind of what American broadcasting has always been predicated
always been
on.
About. Well, you know, one of the interesting things about all of this conversation, there are pockets of locally owned radio stations that dot the United States. There's one not too very far from here, several, as a matter of fact. And their listenership is loyal to a fault. Mm-hmm. I mean, that, yeah, and it may sound relatively old school for a lot of folks, but it is local, 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 big time.
That's been the thing that as you go back, and it's almost 100 years that we've had American broadcasting, almost 100 years. And when you realize that we used to have nothing but silence, and then all of a sudden a box brought voices from afar into your home.
Pretty magical.
That was huge, and especially in rural areas like Iowa, and it's why that people listen and have that loyalty, and that's brand loyalty. And from a business standpoint, if you can achieve the brand loyalty, now there are a couple of things with television of great interest, especially here with the sale of stations and all of that. There used to be jokes, but they were borne out by evidence that there could be a TV station that was so dominant in the local ratings. They could go off the air for a snowstorm or whatever, and they'd still win the ratings period because people out of force of habit just said that's what we watched, yeah, whether it is or not, which is why these people meters, these devices that accurately measure, those are a very – that's changing everything because it's not a memory or anecdotal recitation in the ratings. It's actually computerized, and that's changing everything. But – we talk about limits. It used to be there were limits on how many stations you could own and how much of the country you could cover. They're playing with the rules to where, and this may get a little inside baseball, but UHF stations are channels 14 through 89. VHF are the full power 2 through 13. And the rules say that you can only own a certain number of stations that cover a certain percentage of the country. But if it's a UHF up on the high end, you can own twice as many.
Katie bar the door, yeah.
And what happens is, that looks good if they're only using antennas. But how many people get their TV on antennas as opposed to cable or satellite? And the great equalizer has always been, for example, Channel 17 in this market. When you no longer needed a fancy antenna because they were on cable and satellite, immediate equalization of the playing field.
Right.
Just like for radio, a low-power station can now compete with my 50,000-watt station because it's online.
Yeah.
And everybody can get it, and
it really
sounds
does make
the same.
A difference. Yeah,
absolutely.
It does.
Yeah.
Jeff Stein, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. He is the executive director of the Iowa Broadcast News Association, not to be confused with the Iowa Broadcasters Association, where you were today.
Yes, sir.
And you witnessed the induction into the Hall of Fame of some legendary individuals here in Iowa.
There were two individuals from Central Iowa, well-known, Ted Stevens, who ran TV stations, also did radio, this building, for some period of time, and John Reardon from Marshalltown, also Ottumwa. I knew him in Marshalltown. It's where I started in radio 37 years ago.
Wow.
And to have people who have such long histories tell just a few stories about the old days, that sort of thing, it inspires everybody else in the room, and that's what's kind of fun is to see the young people not look up at the stage and think, well, who's that doddering old soul, but to actually get energized by it. What great fun. And then someone that we know, Pat Powers from Webster City Radio.
What a great guy.
He's been at the station. It'll be 39 years that he has done news at the station, and he was the broadcaster of the year, and just a great community guy, just a solid individual.
He does everything up there. He was at the Iowa Broadcast News Association with us here in Des Moines this past spring, but had to leave early because he was?
He was emceeing the high school prom walk. Apparently, it's one of those where the kids walk into the school and they're announced. And it's a big
fall. Yeah.
And he was the guy. And what I love is those of us who have done radio, when we get behind the microphone, immediately we get into the radio voice because it just does that. And when he gets to a microphone and you hear him speak, you think, whoa, not only is that a really good radio voice, but you think he slipped into it. That is his speaking voice.
All
he was blessed to have that kind of a voice, and I'm so jealous because he got to the podium. Some people didn't know who he was just because it's a big enough state. But he started speaking. You could tell people are saying, wow, hello. Yeah. I wish I could do that.
That guy's got a voice. And yeah, we can live with that. Jeff Stein, ladies and gentlemen, he is also the news and program director at KXEL 1540 in Waterloo. What do you like most about your job?
What I like about the job is being able to craft the material in terms of a blend of programming to reach a diverse audience. And what we did with the station, and I know time is short, but this will make the point. I think there are some business applications. The station was doing all of one type of programming.
Right.
It was all talk. It was all one side of talk. And it was all national. And it had the kind of response you might expect, which was marginal. We wanted to freshen up the locals. We've done a lot of local. But we've also not just done all political talk. For example, Saturday nights, I program 6 hours of classic radio programs. So it's everything from The Shadow to Jack Benny to Fibber McGee to The Lone Ranger.
And that can find a whole new audience.
Because while we say we've been around 75 years this year, right. This is the station that brought them to you the first time. Well, if you weren't around the first time,
you don't.
Right? And there is a tremendous nostalgia element on TV, but also for these radio shows, we've had great response. So it's a matter of saying, who is my audience?
Gotta
who do
know.
I serve? And what do they want?
Every business needs to hear that.
That's it.
Because the business, whatever business you're in, it doesn't matter if you're selling legal advice or peanuts.
Right.
You need to know who your customer is.
Who are you trying to reach? And who is your market? I mean, who's available?
Right.
You have to know, again, the demographics of your area. And that's the fun part, is trying to find ways to bring new people into my business, which then allows me to go to businesses and say, let me introduce you, business owner, to these listeners.
There you go.
And that's how we do the industry.
Jeff Stein, ladies and gentlemen, a longtime broadcaster here in the state of Iowa and the executive director of the Iowa Broadcast News Association, and, as we said earlier, the program director of a news talk, KXEL 1540 in Waterloo. Thank you.
Always a pleasure.
All right, we've got to step aside because it's nigh on to 6 o'clock. Our producer this evening, as he is most every evening, is Tyler Hackenmiller. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The program director for the radio station is Patrick Wood. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The music that you're listening to right now was arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. We'll be back, God willing, tomorrow at 5 p.m. Until then, be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.